Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. The strong, the powerful Brandi Bernoski is here on Money Savage Create. Welcome, Brandi.
Thanks so much for having me, George. Excited to be here today.
Yeah, excited to be talking to you. Brandi is a digital strategist. She's a website developer. She is the founder of Alchemy and AIM and North Star Sites. Brandi, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. So I am originally from New Jersey and have somehow, by the twists of fate, returned here once again. So living back actually 3/10 of a mile from where I grew up.
Nice.
So it all kind of comes back around. I have a BFA in theater. That's actually where my kind of academic journey began. Got another degree in physics, philosophy, religion, did some grad school work. So I couldn't have ever predicted that I would start a website development company, but I kind of naturally fell into it. I was a blogger myself. The physics background provided me with kind of like a base understanding of coding. I started really just coding my own websites, then helping friends. And then it kind of expanded out to the point where I was like, you know what? I think I could actually leave my full-time job and do this
nice.
For real. So I had anticipated that I would be a freelancer. Like, I was going to have these long lunches and just like take work as it came and it would be great. But what I discovered is that I had a real love and passion for business as a whole and for creating jobs for people. Like, that's fantastic. Like, creating flexible positions for my team members is just, it's so rewarding. And really all of the complexities of building a business just totally turn my brain on, really spark my creativity. And so I've kind of stepped into the strategy space, and kind of my specialty has become really helping our clients understand how their business interfaces with their website. I kind of sometimes feel like a palm reader. Like, the website is their palm and it starts to show me all of these really interesting things about them personally, how they do business, and how they're stepping into the world and into themselves more fully through their business.
Well, I think that's very, very, very cool. And what a cool background you have. Theater, philosophy, physics. I love that you described that you live 3/10 of a mile from where you live. I think I think I'd probably say a half a mile or just a couple houses down. So it's always interesting the words that people choose.
I've mapped it just to know, you know, especially during the quarantine time. My dad still lives in that house. So I was always like, you know, if something happened, like if there was a big snow day, how far would I have to walk?
Yeah.
So I've kind of like planned for all of the things.
Oh, perfect. I love it. So we were talking just before we got started on Skype. You can put a quote in yours. The end of it is, what the world needs is people who have come alive. So don't do what you think that the world needs more of. Do what really lights you up and you love. So I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I came across that quote years ago, and it was right around the time that I was actually starting my business. And I think even stepping more into not just how do I run a business, but how do I shape a business around who I am so that I can really give my gifts to the world. And that's what I think we need more now than ever, are people who can really give their gifts to the world in unique and creative ways. Like, this is a time of creativity and of pivoting and of just thinking differently of how we want to engage with each other, engage with the world around us. So really kind of finding that spot that lights you up, it makes all of the difference. And it doesn't always mean, so about 2 years into being a website developer, I actually really thought I had to give it up. Like I was like, maybe I should be a life coach. I don't know. And I really was able to find a way in this work to kind of refine it more to who I am, so that when I'm on a call with a client, like I love talking to clients, like sales calls, I don't even think of them as sales calls. I just kind of think of them as service calls. Like, how can I help this person? And that really lights me up, really like just diving in with them, learning about what they're passionate about too, and like helping amplify that in the world. Cause that's what we need. We need people who have messages, who have ideas, and who are amplifying those things in the world.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate that. it seems just from the outside looking in, somebody who is passionate about theater, who has passion for physics and for business, are you somebody who, to just walk me through that process. Did you think, okay, I'm going to be an actor, but then you do that and you're like, well, this isn't really scratching that itch. It's not giving me everything that I want. How did that work?
I became an actor, I think, because I didn't know how to like singularly choose another, you know, kind of career. I was like, but what if I want to be able to do other things. So, in my mind, like acting would allow me to be many different roles and like dive into different types of jobs. Nice. and time frames and experiences. So I was studying at New York University from 1998 to 2002. So right around like 2001, I was in New York for September 11th, and it kind of had that moment. I think it was kind of a very collective moment for a lot of people of, am I really giving my gifts most fully in this way? And I loved theater, and you know, there were so many interesting things about being in theater, but I didn't feel like I would be able to be my full self really there. So I ended up at that point, I ended up getting a job tutoring, ended up running a tutoring center, and was studying at Rutgers University, New Jersey, first in, you know, just kind of exploring for a little while. So I studied religion, got into philosophy, applied to a seminary, discovered that you probably should be religious if you're applying to a seminary, and I'm a very spiritual person. But kind of like to be part of a very particular church has never suited me well. So ended up in the philosophy vein. I was like, you know, I could do a lot with philosophy of science and philosophy of physics. And still to this day, it's like one of my great loves is philosophy of science and science studies and kind of these questions of like, how do we know when an experiment ends? And like, what are these socially constructed truths that, you know, we agree upon? And right. How is science itself almost theater in a way? I mean, I think today it really feels like that. I really just allowed myself to kind of like follow my curiosity. And I will say that, you know, you would think that running a business means that I actually don't use as much of my degrees as people would expect, but I really like, you know, theater taught me empathy. It really taught me to put myself in other people's shoes, which is great when you're thinking about like your customer, your client, you know, other people's customers and clients and like what their needs and desires are. Like physics taught me this kind of like this creativity, but a methodicalness that also serves really well. So it just kind of, it very naturally came together for me in really kind of interesting and exciting ways of just kind of like keep following. Like I just kind of kept pulling on the thread and like saw what the thread led to next. And even now I'm looking at like, what were those ideas that shaped how I thought and how can I actually create something new within the business world, you know, or within the website world or within technology, and create different sorts of conversations around around topics like women in technology or like what we think we might be missing from STEAM fields and things like that. So
I think it's awesome. I think it's exciting. I know that, that one of the problems that I spent a little bit of time noodling on is just the reality that so few of us actually do like our work. And I think that just has such far reaching consequences. And, you know, if you're in a room and you know somebody, or you're looking at two people and one of them does really love what they're doing, they are fully engaged. It's obviously clear as day versus somebody who's, you know, stuck in some kind of a job that they hate. And I guess it's not obvious to people to say, okay, you know, how do I actually go through a process where I figure mm-hmm. out what I really want or what really does light me up?
Yeah, it is. It's I don't know if that process is even the same for everyone, because I think some people can rediscover it where they are just by kind of seeing the bigger picture perspective of what they do. Like, I think so often when you see only the small picture of like what you do day to day, it's you don't realize the impact that you have, really, truly. Like, you know, I think about it all the time now, because I'm like, how many people out there who are like, you know, cleaning office spaces, let's say, they may not have seen the impact that they have, but like, now I think people are understanding, like, they're providing a level of like safety and confidence and security that people may not have seen before. So I think it's very possible, like, if you can shift yourself out of that small day-to-day perspective, which it's easy to get lost in, and like zoom out and just see like, well, because I do what I do, how does that enable other people to do what they do too? And then in other times, like, you're going to do that and you're going to say, you know what, I am not fully in my area of, you know, like in my gifts or in my genius zone, and I need to make a real shift from what I'm doing to something else.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. I think that perspective is such a valuable thing. And to your point, it's hard to get. It's easy to lose. So it's a hard thing to keep, because we are, especially right now, it's seeing the forest through the trees kind of a thing. There are so many different trees that are standing right in front of us that is different. But yeah, I mean, just because you maybe aren't feeling like what you're doing for money or whatever does not feel like it's your calling, well, there might be an opportunity to pull back a little bit, to change that perspective and look at, hey, you are making people safe by cleaning this building. You're making available innovation and community. So
yep.
Nice. I appreciate that.
And I think it's also nice to remember too that I don't think it's, you know, some of us are going to find a great amount of meaning in the work that we do day to day. Others will find it in their hobbies or in their family. I mean, there's just so many different ways to like really find ourselves, that it does not have to be solely in the work. Like, there are these other parts of our lives out there. And I know so often we talk about business and work. Like, I know my mind is always kind of like working on some sort of problem for a client, you know, solution for my business, something like that. But there are, like, you know, sometimes it's just like being with my nephew and making him laugh. And that's like everything in that moment.
Yeah. Amen to that. Yeah. So we all are now balancing so much, and it's a unique time that we find ourselves in. Do you have certain things that you know you have to do every day? I call them daily essentials.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, so my biggest one is I keep a bullet journal of like all the things I have to do during the day. And it's not that I get to them all, but every morning I sit down and I kind of look at the previous day, look what's still outstanding, and I reprioritize. And just that kind of, again, that big picture perspective for the day of saying, okay, what is actually the most important stuff that I need to get through? What's going to help me move forward? Sometimes what am I avoiding that I need to stop avoiding and need to like actually get to doing? That's where I always start my day, just so that I know I'm not just spinning my wheels or kind of working reactively throughout the day, but that I'm actually like really trying to craft what's going to be accomplished, and you know, just being also gentle with myself too. So like right now I probably have like 10 things on my list. I'm probably not going to get to all of them today. Things are going to arise with a client or a project, that stuff is going to happen. But at least I have a sense of the direction I need to be moving in and what are the most important things that I like legitimately need to tackle today. So that is like hands down, like one of my, I just every day religiously, I do that. Nice. And then my other thing that I do every morning is I love my cup of green tea with my like little scoop of, you know, mushrooms to kind of like get my brain going. That makes just, I have found that makes a difference for me personally.
No, I think that's awesome. I think that this is a time where we could all benefit from providing others some grace and certainly giving ourselves a little bit of grace too. So being gentle with yourself. So give me an example of that. If you get to the end of today and you're like, oh, Brandy, you did not call that person, or you didn't, you know, whatever it is, you're such an idiot, but it's not that.
No, not at all. I used to be a perfectionist and then I started my own business. And I had to give up perfectionism to have an impact. That's kind of how I look at it. So it really is. It's just kind of an honest assessment of like, okay, where maybe did I, you know, get lost in something that I shouldn't have gotten lost in? Like, what can I learn from today? That's the perspective I take now, is like, okay, what did I learn? Or even sometimes, like, I have had days where, you know, my brain's just not firing fully. And I need to relax a little bit more. And sometimes my time is better spent just reading or even just sitting than it is kind of like trying to get all the things done. So I think you start to kind of like find your flow and embrace it, because you know that long term that's actually going to be a really healthy thing to do. So I'm just always looking at like, okay, where did I go astray that maybe I should have been a little bit more diligent with myself, and like legitimately, where do I need to be gentle with myself? Because, you know, it was just, maybe it wasn't my day.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that very much. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I'm curious. There's this idea of that. I was just going through, just learning more about you, this idea of digital experience over digital presence. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because when I first started getting into websites, I was, you know, it was as a blogger. And I think a lot of people had websites at that time. Like, it was kind of like for our business, it was kind of a calling card. You know, you had a website, you put it up, and that way, you know, if someone Googled you, they'd find you in the end. But because so much of what we're doing today is online, I think it's even more important to think of it less as a presence and more as an experience. So that's going to be everything from the language you use to how often you update your site. Like, I've been kind of frustrated by businesses in my local area that you go to their website and I'm like, I don't know if they're doing, you know, for like example, a restaurant, I don't know if they're doing takeout. I don't know if they have outdoor dining. Like, they're not giving me any information. They merely have a webpage slapped up and I don't know how best to interact with them. As opposed to, you know, I've seen some businesses that have been fantastically proactive, like that they've emailed to like let you know, like, here's what we're doing right now. Here's something different that we're trying. It may not work. Like, they've kind of invited you into their world and into any experiments they might be running or shifts that they might be making. And they're staying connected and they're building a relationship. And like, I know who those companies are and those businesses are, and I'm actually more likely to like go be part of their world because they're inviting me into that community. So I think that's kind of like the biggest shift that people need to get over, is like, you can't just slap something up and hope that, you know, people read between the lines and figure out what you're selling or offering or doing. Like, you really need to think about, how do I craft, you know, what they're seeing and how they're feeling even, and how do I guide them on a journey? And like, this is like the first little, it's kind of like, getting like a, my mom used to, every Christmas, she used to write little, like scavenger hunt notes for me and my brother.
Nice.
And so that's kind of how I think of it. Sometimes like a website is like the beginning of the scavenger hunt. It's like the first note you get and you're like, ooh, I need to get to the next thing. Like, take me there. Like, please. And you know, there's always an end in mind. But you can bring people through that electronic, like digitally and electronically, with technology, so that they enter into that space with you and you can build on that from there.
I love it. Well, Brandy, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
My biggest tip is just to remember that it's all an evolution. Everything is, whether it's your website, your business. I think we lose track of that sometimes and we always want to get to the finished product. But if we can embrace the evolution, we're in a really good spot.
Well, like, that is great stuff. That definitely hits. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, life is in fact an evolution. So amen to that. Well, Brandy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and how can people engage with you?
Yeah, you can head over to my website, alchemyandaim.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Brandy Pronowski.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Brandy your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to alchemyandaim.com. Follow her on Instagram. I'll list both of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Brandy.
Thank you so much, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight as we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.